Good morning. It is 8:40, just about 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Thursday. And to talk about an event coming up, well, I guess one, celebrating this month, but also an event coming up, a proclamation on the way that's never been done before. Joining us here this morning, first off, we welcome in Chris King. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Tom, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Also, Sam Carrington. Sam, good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So, first off, let's talk about Pride Month. And is there anything in particular, any like a particular event or events that are going to be going on in conjunction with it?
Currently, right now, the biggest thing we have is the Pride Month proclamation. Sadly, with COVID and everything, we did have to postpone our Pride picnic. And so I'm hoping, crossing my fingers and praying, we can have that this fall.
Well, I kind of forgot about the whole, I don't know how you forget about the COVID thing, but yeah, but there's really not any kind of events going on hardly at this point.
Right. So the big one is, the city of Galesburg is doing its first ever Pride proclamation. So it's acknowledgement of the LGBTQ community. And that will be on June 15th.
Okay. And is that actually at a city council meeting or what?
Yes, it's right before the city council meeting. So about 5:15-ish is when it will start. And so I've just been encouraging people, even if there's some people who will be able to go into the city council meeting or the chambers because of the relaxed schedule we're on, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
Because we've opened up a little bit. And so the people who can't, or the people who are immunocompromised or whatever, I'm encouraging them to pull up in their cars and you can honk at the end of the proclamation as a way of clapping and showing your support.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up on before Monday's city council meeting. It'll be already coming up next Monday. Sam, talk a little bit about what Pride Month, and especially being the first time, what this proclamation means to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think this year, having it be this year in 2020 with everything that is going on in our world, it means a lot to have the city of Galesburg take a stand and say, it's really important to celebrate LGBTQ people. There's a long history of fighting for visibility and acceptance. And so having the city proclaim that it's, LGBTQ Pride Month, is a really big deal. It makes me feel seen. It makes me feel safe here in Galesburg. As a fairly new resident, that's really important to me.
Well, I guess on the other hand, you said it's kind of special with all the stuff going on this year. It's also in some ways unfortunate that with the things going on, like you said, no picnic or things like that, some of the events at this point also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's sad that we can't, all gather and celebrate and be together in that way to celebrate. But, the history of Pride is one of protest and outrage of mistreatment. And so with everything going on in this country right now with the, mass insurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement, it's really appropriate that Pride Month is kind of taking a back seat right now. The first Pride was out of Stonewall, which was, mostly Black trans women who were being assaulted by the police, which was preceded 3 years before by the Compton cafeteria riots in San Francisco.
So how long ago were we talking when the movement started?
This is about the 60s.
So it was 66. Okay. 66 was the Compton cafeteria riots, and Stonewall was in 1969.
Okay. And really, I mean, but the movement itself has not really gained that much momentum, at least in the general public until, the last few years, it seems like.
Well, and I think, so you saw like that big push in the 60s, and then with the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, 90s, you saw a huge jump in the civil rights movement for the LGBTQ community with ACT UP and all of those different organizations that, again, were just tired of the oppression and wanted to say, hey, enough's enough. We're people. We're here as well.
Chris King and Sam Carrington joining us here this morning. Again, the proclamation will be read before the city council meeting coming up Monday night here in the city of Galesburg. And again, Chris, it's unfortunate with everything going on that some of the things aren't able to happen. Talk about, and I don't know, these might be statistics you don't know, but I'm guessing there are a lot of bigger communities, and I would say bigger cities, that have actually, whatever, it's a pride parade or whatever the case may be. I'm guessing Galesburg is probably one of the smaller communities that is even going to have, you know, recognize it with a Pride proclamation. Are you aware of any other communities this size or smaller even that even have that part of that recognition even?
For in this region, not so much. In lots of other places, though, they do Pride proclamations. Our Pride picnic is one of the biggest ones in central Illinois at the moment, other than like Peoria and places like that are much larger than us. But again, to touch on what Sam was talking about, while it's unfortunate we're not able to have this, I think it's really given me personally a chance to reflect on where we started, what our roots are. You know, 51 years ago today, it was women who looked like myself who were starting to riot and say, hey, I'm not going to be beaten, arrested, or any of these other things anymore. And so I think even with the Black Lives Matter movement currently going on, it's very important that we kind of reflect and remember that this is where our roots came from. And that Pride isn't always just about celebration. It's about our fight and our struggle that we've had where to get to where we are currently.
What do you see? Is it ignorance on people's part? Is it not knowing that people are scared? What is it that you see from, and probably a little bit of everything? I mean, not whether where the hate comes from, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I think the biggest thing is a lack of knowledge. When you don't know, that is where fear and ignorance starts from. So most people would say, well, I don't know anyone who's LGBTQ, or I don't know anyone who's trans, or I don't know anyone who's gay. But statistically, that's impossible nowadays.
I was going to say, that's probably not really the case. Yeah, somebody's maybe hiding it or living because they feel they can't come out.
Right.
For family reasons, job reasons, whatever. So, yeah, I think probably not everybody does, whether they know it or not.
Right, exactly. Well, and to touch on what you were just saying about family, I mean, I think that's one reason why this proclamation is so huge, because with us all being in quarantine, there's a lot of people, even some people who I mentor, who had to go live back with their families and who aren't as accepting. And so being stuck in a place where you're supposed to be sheltering at home and being safe, when you really don't feel safe and you really can't be yourself, I'm really hoping that this is a shining light at the end of the tunnel, or a shining light somewhere in the tunnel, to say, hey, it's okay. We see you and we know that you're valid, you're loved, and we acknowledge that you are you.
Chris King and Sam Carrington join us this morning. And Sam, let me ask you, on that same vein, you've probably seen people that's another thing, that they need love and acceptance from somewhere, because there's a lot of people that they don't get that from their family when they come out for whatever, whether it's being gay, trans, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I think that especially folks who are sheltering in place with families who aren't supportive, there are resources available. For folks who don't know personally, queer, trans folks, there's the Trevor Project, there's Trans Youth Lifeline. There are a lot of resources available for folks who are sheltering in place. I think another thing about folks who are sheltering in place is there is some of a re-experiencing history for folks who were around during the AIDS epidemic, because there was a lot of like, don't go out, you got to stay home, and there wasn't a lot of drive to celebrate during that time, and I think that there are also a lot of older folks who experienced either they nursed people, they lost people, or they were just afraid to be out in public during the height of the AIDS crisis. And they're probably experiencing that all over again right now, being told to shelter in place and not have this celebration. So I think it's really important to make sure that we, have resources available and make sure that resources are known. But things like a city proclamation really does tell people it's okay. It's going to be okay. And I think that's the most important message that we can send right now.
Do you know, because I know we have this 211 service available that you can for any issue you might have, whether it's mental health or whatever, that you call 211 and they can direct you to maybe the right number. Do you know if that's the case, of somebody that maybe some of those organizations that whoever's answering the 211 lines that knows that, okay, here's the resources, here's a number you can call. Do you know if that's
very confident that anyone who calls a trans youth hotline or the Trevor Project, and the Trevor Project's available online as well, so you don't have to actually call. Like if you're in a place where you can't really talk to someone about what's going on, You can chat. You can email. Any way that's safe for you to communicate. But I think the Trevor Project and Trans Youth Lifeline are the two that come to mind. And I know that they will be able to direct you to the resources for you.
Sam Carrington, Chris King joining us again. The Proclamation Pride Month and the Pride Proclamation Monday City Council meeting, just in front of the City Council meeting that will happen Monday here at Galesburg City Hall. Chris, what is it that you would like people to know? We talk about the ignorance, the not knowing. What is it that in general somebody might need to know to help stem that? It's like, oh, okay, well, that's a person too, kind of thing, you know?
Right. I think the biggest message is, I guess I go back to our old American mantra, we all bleed red. And so, we're all taxpayers. We all, have families. And I always say we're all someone's child. We're all someone's sister. We're all someone's niece, nephew, whatever. And so we're just like you. And to think about, there are lots of people who maybe you don't know, that local bakery that you go to every day might be owned by someone who is LGBTQ or, I always tell people just to be careful what you say. You never know who it is. Someone my age who's, mid 20s, what you say to me probably will just roll off my back at this point. But I always say, be careful with language. It's so critical because people who are, 5, 6, 7, 8, who hear these hateful messages, that really is detrimental. And when we're seeing large numbers of children sadly committing suicide and having mental health issues, I think it's really crucial that we, as adults, that we take a step up and we curb our language, we're careful, we hold our tongues. If we don't understand something, rather than lash out in fear because I don't understand that or it makes no sense to me, do the work, research, call someone. There are tons of resources out there to help educate yourself. So I would encourage you just to be very careful and cautious with how and where you're expressing it. Because, as the old song from a show tune goes, children will listen.
Well, and like you said, at those ages, any racism, prejudices, those are all taught.
Yes.
That's not just absorbed. Those kids are taught those things.
So. Yes, very much.
Prime example. Sam, how about for you? What message is it that you would like to get out?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for people to understand is that, people in the LGBTQ community are not a threat to people who are not. If you're someone who is, in a happy heterosexual relationship and you have a large family and you go to church, that's awesome for you. I hope to do something very similar, just I'll never be able to do it in a heterosexual way, right? But I'm no threat to you. I want you to have your happy, wonderful life. I want you to have your freedom of religion. I want you to, raise your children with strong ethics and morals. I just don't believe that one of those should be hate. And I think that hate is rooted in fear. Me being out is not a threat to someone who's not out. If you don't feel like you can come out and it's safe for you to be who you are, that's fine. Be as much of yourself as you can in a way that's safe for you. But don't make it so that I can't live my best life at the same time.
Sam, Chris, thank you so much. Again, Monday, Galesburg City Council meeting, the Pride Proclamation, Pride Month. And you said when they're going to try to do the Pride picnic, you hope in September?
I'm hoping.
If we're open up, yeah. But let us know. We'll get you back on and talk about that. When that comes around. Hopefully we'll have nice enough weather. Even if we have to get pushed back more, we'll have nice enough weather that we'll be able to get it in at some point, I'm sure.
Yes, for sure. I'm hoping.
Chris, Sam, both, thank you so much again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.